Will you pray with me? God of starlight, inspire us by your Holy Spirit that the words we hear might become living words in our hearts and guide us through our days as we travel and encounter the grace, love, and peace of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Listen for the word of the Lord. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried in the nurse's arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Our gospel lesson this morning comes from Matthew, starting in chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them that the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in the east until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord. Will you pray with me? Good and gracious God, I pray that you speak through me, and when and where necessary, in spite of me. And Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you, O Lord, are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It's a new year. The time for new beginnings, new resolutions, new adventures. You are probably familiar with the saying, "New Year, New Me." Maybe it's time you try that new nutrition program you have been eyeing. Or maybe you want to cut down on sweets. Or maybe you want to join the monthly gym membership. Nothing like a new year to start something new. And then, if you were like me, let that new thing drop within a month or two. But don't worry, if you are unable to keep your New Year resolution, Lent is just around the corner and you can try again then. Speaking of new things, I had the pleasure of experiencing a new thing with many of you last week during worship. Though I have experienced many forms of worship, and individually I have been to potlucks, I have sung Christmas carols, and I have participated in Lectio Divina, which, for those of you who are unable to join us or are unfamiliar, Lectio Divina is a style of reading and interpreting biblical text, where you read the same text multiple times and let the Spirit bring forth words and phrases and themes to you as you read. In any case, I have experienced all these things, but never all at once, and never during a Sunday morning worship service. It was an incredible and moving experience. And two things stuck out to me during this time, particularly during the Lectio Divina, where we got to discuss what was being illuminated to us at our tables. First was the text itself, which was Matthew 2, 13 through 23, telling of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus' flight to Egypt, where they were escaping the fear-driven and murderous King Herod. It was an incredibly dark text for the Sunday after Christmas, as many of us pointed out. Though there was hope throughout the story and a sense of God's presence, and Jesus made it to Nazareth, it was filled with violence and murder and destruction. But that wasn't the only thing that stood out. I also found it intriguing that we read of Herod's unimaginable actions before we read of how he got there. Today, on Epiphany Sunday, we get the prequel. Today, we go back to the beginning, not of Christ's birth, but of Christ's revelation to the world. And we meet Herod and Herod's cunning through his interaction with the Magi. The Magi, who we actually know very little about from the biblical text itself, outside of the gifts that they brought to pay homage to the King of the Jews. But from where I sit today, this passage is less about who they were, or even how many they were, as Pastor Laura talked about in Children's Message, though we have come to assume that there were three. This passage, to me, is more about what they did. Throughout both of these passages in Matthew, this week's and last's, one word continues to jump out at me. That word is go. It stands out to me because of the responses to go that show incredible acts of trust and faith and transformation. Twice, as Herod desperately seeks out Jesus to destroy him out of fear, the Holy Family is told to get up and go to a new place. And without questioning, though I imagine they must have felt some uncertainty, they get up and they go. The Magi, similarly, are told to go. Go and search carefully for the child. But there is one important distinction here. The Magi are not told this by a messenger of God. They are instructed by Herod, as the star led the Magi through Jerusalem on the way to Jesus. And Herod's instructions did not stop there. He orders them to return, to report back, so that he may know the whereabouts of the child. He says he wants to pay homage, but we know from last week, the often dreaded and dark text, that he has no intentions of paying any homage. But once these Magi reach the Christ child, continuing to follow the star which shone above where the child lay, they experience something magnificent. They were filled with joy, and they worshiped him. They are welcomed. They are transformed. They are offered a revelation that brings hope to the lowly and the foreigner and strikes fear in the hearts of tyrants. God's presence, Emmanuel, is revealed among them in the world. And what happens next is extraordinary. They receive another instruction to go, but this time not from Herod. This time, the instruction comes similar to that which Joseph received. This instruction came in a dream, to go a different route, to go home, but not through Jerusalem. To go and not tell Herod the whereabouts of the child. And they did as they were instructed, and the vulnerable Christ child was protected. The transformation these Magi experience at the feet of Christ opened them to a world once unknown to them. It opened their eyes to see the love that lay before them and the hate that awaited should they return the way they came. These Magi, in the presence of Christ's light, were moved to go in an act of perseverance, of faithfulness, of courage, of resistance, and of a holy, sacred community. These Magi did not act out of fear as Herod does, nor do they contribute to the hate and division he seeks. They act out of trust, having been in the presence of God's glory and wonder in the form of a little child. The star guided them to that place. And although we do not know if the star physically guided them home, there was indeed an inward light that illuminated their path, their different path. The Magi's actions offer questions for us to ponder as we traverse this new year. Who is sending you to go? Which star are you following? The star, Christ's star, leads us all to reveal God in the world, to open our minds to the presence of Christ even in the darkest of nights. The star reminds us that Christ was made known to the world to foreigners who traversed afar in the form of a child, innocent, loving, vulnerable, and magnificent. For it is in Christ that the light illumines the love and grace which embraces all of us in our journeys. Back to New Year's resolutions. The star is here in our midst. The light has come, and like the Magi, we are being summoned to follow it. Not just follow it, but be transformed by it. not with a new diet or a more rigorous exercise routine or something that can fade away as our lives get busy, but be transformed in ways of faith, ways of love, embracing the full presence of God, such that our lives and our hearts are born anew, even in ways beyond our own understanding. The star has appeared, and it is God's gift to us. And as we act in faith, following that star and what God is leading us to this year, later today during communion, you are invited to step forward to the baskets and randomly select a star as you come forward. If you are worshiping with us online and would like a star, please reach out to us and we will make sure you get one. These stars, as Nathan pointed out, are special stars. They each have a word on them, and the star you select will be your star word for the year of 2026. And throughout the day, the week, the year, I invite you to ponder what this word means to you and discern the significance it might have in your life. How is God speaking to you through this simple one-word message? As the body of Christ, we receive so much from the inbreaking of God into our world in surprising, magnificent, and ordinary ways, big and small. God blesses us, and we are invited to respond with our gifts and ourselves. Just as Mary and Joseph responded to get up and go with acts of faith and movement of body, and as the Magi responded to go another way with trust and obedience to the one who lights the way. So as you see your random word this morning, and I truly do encourage you not to sift through the words and pick one that you might like. It works better if you don't do that. But rather, let the Spirit guide your hand and pick up the one that may develop in meaning to you as you explore its significance. And when you see your word, open your hearts, open your ears, open your mind, and let it speak to you. And then place that word somewhere you will see it daily, your bathroom mirror, your computer, your refrigerator, your wallet, your car. And as you wander through 2026, follow that star and allow God to work through you and transform you, watching the star word morph in meaning and grow with you. Like any gift, these star words can be received with joy and cherished, or they can be tucked away and forgotten, or even thrown away. But Epiphany, like the stars we receive today, call us to go, to act, to respond intentionally to the instruction and the pulse that moves within and among us via the Holy Spirit. So is this something you will put away? Or is this something you will seek as a new discovery, a new opportunity to reflect on how God speaks to us, how God leads us and guides us and reveals God's self to us, all in one simple word? So may these words be to us more than an astrologer's trick. May they offer true wisdom and guidance. May they open us to epiphanies great and small, transform our lives, and open our eyes to the many gifts from God around us every day. May they fill our hearts with wonder and surprise us with revelation. May they pour into our souls overwhelming gratitude and teach us seeing and believing, even if the story is not what we had written or the path that we have paved. Go. Go into the dark, following the ever-proceeding starlight Christ, speaking love to hate, peace to violence, and hope to despair. When the fear sets in and drives you to return to the darkness, let the presence of God in. Let God illuminate your path and go the other way. Even when it feels difficult and messy and the unimaginable is happening around you, when you feel like a foreigner or when you are surrounded by them, go the other way. Follow the Christ star. We struggle to see God in the many ways God bursts forth in our daily and ordinary lives, engulfing us with mysterious, stubborn, and unconditional love. Love in the form of a baby, a child who revealed God to the world via a star. And just like that child, no anomaly is too small, no paper inspiration too trite, no star big enough to encompass all God does, did, and will do to be with us, live in us, transform us, and surround us in light and love. Amen.